Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode.
Yes, another episode. Wow. Got some great listeners out there. I had some great comments.
Yeah. I mean, for all those folks out there, sleepless in Seattle, we appreciate you, right?
He ain't sleepless, eh? No. Oh, yeah, yes, it is sleepless, right? Right. Yes, he's not sleeping.
He's not sleepless, but there's some opportunities out there in Seattle, Washington, and neck of the woods. The folks out there in California, L.A., Riverside, San Bernardino, and the rest of the nation in Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Charlotte. As the kids like to say, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Okay. Right? Okay. The kids say that. And all over the rest of the country, we appreciate you guys for listening every week and being a supporter of what we do. Speaking of support, Anthony, I don't know if people know this yet, but we want to welcome our newest sponsor of Coffee and Cash Flow.
Oh, wow. We had a new sponsor.
And you sleep well. Speaking of sleepless.
That's right.
No more sleepless nights. Right? No more sleepless nights. Right, Anthony? MyPillow.com. Right? MyPillow.com. We want to thank them, and we want to hear, let's hear from the man himself.
That's right.
Mr. Liddell. Mike Liddell.
Hello, I'm Mike Liddell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
That's MyPillow.com. And the magical promo, Anthony, is what is it?
Coffee.
Coffee.
That's
Y'all
right.
Y'all can't forget that, right?
Coffee. Really easy. Promo code is coffee.
Coffee. Hey,
what is it? What is their discount? What is it up to?
Up to 66%.
Yeah.
Up to 66%. Listen, guys, you guys understand this is, first of all, Anthony, I'm going to do a little testimonial myself.
Yeah, because he got my stuff.
I do have his stuff, folks. So there's some perks to being on the radio, and the lovely folks over there at MyPillow sent us a nice care package.
Yes.
Right. So and also let me not forget, folks, it's MyPillow.com promo. In order to get that discount, you got to put in coffee, and our toll-free number is 800-889-0742. Again, that's 1-800-889-0742. If you call, put in the promo, coffee. If you don't put in the promo, you don't get the discounts.
Yep.
It's as simple as that, right? Yep. We want to thank our other sponsors, My Virtual Docs, for all of your healthcare needs, especially if you're a small employer or you have a private, you know, office and hospital. You work in healthcare. This could be a great package for you guys to have and own. So, My Virtual Docs, check us out online. Also, you can get that same thing with InstaShort.info.
That's right. Get all your healthcare, your life policies, everything you need. InstaShort.info.
InstaShort.info. So, we're excited about our sponsors and the opportunities that we have, folks. And we want to get right into it. If you're listening across the country.
Wait, you were going to give you a testimony about those slippers,
see,
man.
This is that ADHD that we sometimes have that hasn't been diagnosed. So, listen, folks. Again, Mike has taken 2 years to develop this. So, it's been designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. It's made with MyPillow foam and an impact to help you prevent fatigue. It's made with quality leather suede. And for a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. You also receive his free book. That's a big book.
Yes.
Oh, I got that too, Anth. I got the book too. I got his book
too. I'm waiting for my package.
So with any purchase, you're going to get 50% off. Remember, though, you're only getting 50% off if you put in the promo. What's the promo again, Anthony?
Coffee,
right? So the mice, listen, Anthony, they're so comfortable. I'm going to tell you guys this. He says it's the most comfortable slipper you will wear. He's telling the truth.
Absolutely.
Anthony, it was like walking on clouds to me. Mm. It was so comfortable. I could not believe how comfortable the slipper was. So, guys, remember, they have everything. The MyPillow mattress, the topper, the MyPillow towel sets, the dream bed sheets, the pillows, and the slippers. All the slippers. Anyhow, Don't forget promo code coffee, mypillow.com, as Anthony says, .com.
Exactly.
Anthony, we want to get into the show, and we're going to go into what we call the cup.
And my cup. Run it over.
Y'all hear that? That's how that's supposed to sound.
Is that computerized?
Right, right. It don't sound like it was. Anthony, so I want to talk about 14 reasons you might go broke in retirement.
Not in retirement. Because you got to go back to work if you got broke in retirement.
Well, that's one of them. You jumped ahead on the test.
Oh, okay, see, okay.
Anthony, see, Anthony doesn't know the answers to this test.
No, I don't.
So he jumps ahead. So So running out of money in retirement is a legitimate fear. And right now, are you guys paying attention to the market?
Oh, my God.
We got people that's still not listening.
No.
The market, I saw a post today on Facebook where a guy was talking about, every week I hear him complaining about the market, about how he lost money. He said he went from $125,000 this year down to $40,000.
Well...
And he's a little older than I am, right?
Well,
so, Anthony, this guy is, and he's panicking. I'm like, well, dude, that's because you got all your eggs in that one basket.
Yep.
So, that we'll talk about it. So, 10,000 baby boomers, you guys are not realizing, turn 65 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they start counting down the minutes to retirement, if they're not already there. At the same time, they're also counting their savings and taking stock of their fears. Now, this is according to the latest Transamerica Retirement Survey that was conducted by the Harris Poll in a late 2020 publication and then published in November of 2021. Only 24% of those surveyed were very confident they would be able to retire and live comfortably, and 42% said their biggest concern was outliving their retirement savings and investments. And they, a lot of them said that Social Security, which is a primary source of retirement income for many, is front of mind to those surveyed. 73% are concerned Social Security will not be there for them when they retire.
I'm one of those.
You and me both, Anthony. And I got a birthday this week. And so this is one of their concerns. So, and it's time to face your fears, especially in a roller coaster economy. Now, keep in mind, Anthony, this was done in 2020. And this is published in 2021.
Yes.
It's gotten way worse since this thing has come out, right? Mm-hmm. And yet there's still some people who are sitting on the fence saying, man, I'm going to beat the casino, right? And don't you know there's one rule about the casino, Anthony? What is that?
The house always wins. We didn't even practice that.
So, folks, so here are the 14.
Yes.
One, you take all your money out of stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So market volatility is scary for everyone, and it can be even more for retirees. While there's truth, oh, this thing is getting, this is what live radio is when you're trying to hit your mouse and it goes away, and that retirees should make their portfolios have enough income-generating assets, so leaping completely out of the stock market lurches is never a good idea. Investors seen strong gains in recent years, as well as some steep decline. Now, keep in mind, this is 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not saying that you should completely advocate the stock market, but what we're also saying is you should probably advocate a lot of your money in that stock market, especially as you're in retirement.
Yes.
So retirement experts, this thing is doing all kinds of stuff, say you'll likely need at least some of your savings in stocks throughout retirement for diversification and growth potential. That's what they say. Secondly, now this is the one me and Anthony completely agree on, I know. You invest too much in stocks. Stocks are risky. You don't want to have too much money in stocks, especially if you're so reliant on that portfolio because of the volatility of the market. This is even Schwab's Pomerantz. One route has nearing retirement investors moving to 60% stocks as you approach retirement. Now watch this. And then trimming back to 40 to 50% stocks in early retirement. Anthony, you see this number?
Yeah, yeah.
20 to 30% later in retirement. Does this sound like the rule of 100?
It sounds like the rule of 100 to me. And tell them what the rule of 100
is. The rule of 100, folks, is you take 100 minus your age, and that's the volatility you should have in your portfolio. If you're 60 minus 100 40%. If you're 65, 35%. Now, it's not etched in stone because your situation may not be.
Just a way to estimate, to average what you should be doing.
So what you should be doing. So that's one. Three, you underestimate your life expectancy.
Yes. You live longer than you expected. And especially today, you know, we talk about Medicare and we talk about medicine and all this other stuff. One of your biggest expense, and I've said this and I continue to say this on the show, will be your health. Mm. Your health, whether you like it or not, is deteriorating. And I mean, I can tell you the healthiest person around you is going to end up with some age problems as they get older. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal is, you need to have these things in mind.
That's a great point that Anthony makes because people don't really think about that aspect of it. We talked about it before. Like people say, well, remember we talked about what they tell you the rule or the other rule is you take out 4% out of your portfolio. But we use the average account is not $1 million.
Nope.
It was like $200,000 or less.
That's right.
And that's not even taking taxes into consideration. Anthony.
Nope.
So 4% is $8,000 a year. Can you live on $8,000 a year?
Right? Time to go back to work.
Time to go back to work. Because you also have not accounted for how long you might live.
That's right.
So if you're taking out $8,000 a year, which is the 4% rule on $200,000, which I don't know who can live off of less than $1,000 a month in this economy.
Mm-hmm.
With gas, hell, gas is $500. Right? So, Anthony, think about it from this standpoint. If I'm taking out $8,000 a year, so if I'm 60, 65, how long is it going to last? 8,000 times 12 is 96,000. You ever thought about inflation or anything else?
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to live 10, 12 years of retirement? That's it?
Yeah.
Then you haven't also looked at market volatility. You got too much money in number two.
Yep.
So you spend too much. Well, this is an easy one. If you're spending more than you have coming in, then you should stop spending all that money.
Yeah.
So that's an easy one. We're not even going to spend too much time on that. Five, Anthony, this is a big one because this is right in your Anthony, what Anthony talks about in your coffee. What do we call it? I don't know. My mind is going today.
That's okay.
Right. But you aren't able to work.
Yeah. You get sick.
You get sick. Yep. People don't think about the cost of Medicare and how that can then
Just like this, like we said, we underestimate our health conditions. You know, it's easier when you get older, you get more tired.
Yep.
Your body's not going to take any more. So your health is a dramatic part of your retirement.
Absolutely. Well, the other one is you get sick.
Exactly.
So that's an easy one.
You get sick and can't work.
You can't work no more. Mm. The other one is you tap the wrong accounts.
Mm.
So you go into the wrong type of accounts to start spending down on your money. We're not going to give you the answer to the test. We can tell you what accounts you should if you call us at 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. You don't consider state taxes.
Okay.
Not just state. What about federal? So people don't think about that. Unless you live in Florida, Texas,
South Carolina
is pretty favorable in tax. I'm going to give you a nice big old house in South Carolina at some point when I hit 60.
Especially because South Carolina doesn't tax your Social Security.
Right.
That's one.
That's right. Okay. And they give you a break on the first 15% of your retirement income that you bring in. So that's another good thing. We don't want everybody to go rushing and moving to South Carolina.
Yeah, we'll see. Come on in.
Right. Well, if you do come in, you got to move that money. Just call Stephen and Anthony.
We'll help you.
Right. So you bankroll the kids or grandkids. This is a big one, Anthony, people don't think about. They think when they retire, they'll have less expenses.
So they give their kids want to borrow. And you know, it's a funny thing. I don't know if it's on the list here, but, you know, what about kids stealing money from you? You know, because.
That's a good one.
Oh, I'm going to tell you something. This is a huge deal these days where kids are not taking care of their parents anymore. They're actually taking their credit. They're stealing from them.
That's true.
So,
they put them in homes and then they take the rest
take
of their
all
assets.
The rent.
So
that's right.
That's a big one. I've seen that in my own family. Well, I've seen that happen in my regular family. I'm talking about my cousins and stuff like that.
Yes.
We've heard about some stories like that. So what is the other one? You're underinsured.
That's right.
Anthony, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
That is a huge one. So if you don't have the proper long-term care, if you don't have the proper life insurance or you don't have the proper whatever in coverage, you could be underinsured and then be forced to take that same savings that you put away. Now you got to pay for all this stuff.
That's right.
Come on, Anthony. You get scammed.
Now, wait a minute. I like this one. I got to laugh on this one. I got to tell you guys a story real quick. So my wife, we're selling stuff. We're moving our house. We're selling stuff online. And she puts it online. She gets a call from a guy saying, we sent you $300. And I'm saying his accent because that's what he sounds like. I'm sorry.
Right.
If you get offended.
Right.
And then my wife is like, what is this? You know, he's going to send me $300 and I got to send him back $300 and whatever. I said, honey, that's a scam.
Right.
Let me tell you something, folks. There are Zelle scams out there, Cash App scams out there. And the people typically get scammed the most are our seniors because they're not really thinking about it. Somebody sends you like, I sent you $300. Like, why? Why are you sending me money? I don't know you.
That's the first question they should ask is, why would you do that? Yes. Why do you want to send me money all of a sudden?
Exactly.
Well, because I'm generous. No, you're not. You're not generous. So
it's a scam.
It's a scam.
So they can get your information. They send you a link. You fill that link out. You put all your personal information. Now, they not only stole all the money in your account, but they stole your identity.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a big one.
Yes.
And we've heard about these various different scams. The folks over in Nigeria, God bless you, but there was a lot of scams that came out of some of those.
That's where he was from, too.
No disrespect. You know, we're just saying. I probably got some of that in my bloodline somewhere, too. So, but you borrowed from your retirement savings.
Oh, yes.
Come on. I mean, we know how that happens. You start borrowing from your 401k. You start taking money.
Buy a boat. Buy an RV.
Right? So you could go pay for something. Or to give money to those same kids we were talking about.
Yep.
Can't do that, folks. You got to be smart. Here's the 13th. You have no emergency savings.
That's right.
Unfortunately, quite a few baby boomers are members of the non-emergency savings club or have very little saved. According to Transamerica survey, the median savings, listen to this, Anthony, in workers' emergency saving was only $5,000. 31% of boomers said that they had less than $5,000 in their emergency savings. A bank rate survey found 25% of boomers have no cash whatsoever put away for emergencies. Mm. That is sad. And then the last one, Anthony, this is a big one. You rely on a single source of income.
Yep.
Social Security. Those who were fortunate enough to have a pension.
Yes.
Or your 401k that you're trying to live off of.
Yep.
Diversify. Get you some guarantees in your retirement. We'll talk a little bit about that before we go to commercial break, which we're about to do now. Let's play that wonderful sponsor again, Anthony. I sure like how he talks, man.
That's right.
Let's hear from MyPillow CEO, Mr. Mike Lindell.
I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
And that's promo what, Anthony?
Coffee.
1-800-889-0742. 1-800-889-0742. Remember the promo of coffee. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We want to thank again My Virtual Docs and Instashore.info for all of your healthcare needs. This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll be right back. We animated today. And we're back, Anthony. Coffee and Cash Flow in MyPillow.com's promo code coffee, My Virtual Docs, Instashore.info. We are so excited about our sponsors. And if you folks are listening and you would like to hear your brand, your messaging reached out to millions of our listeners, please call 1-800-306-5086. Again, that is 1-800-306-5086. I promise you, we will not bite, right? Unless We want to. Anyhow. So, Anthony, let's go right into the Mocha Minute. There's so much news out there right now that we could talk about, Anthony. Just for one, I'm just looking at right now with the mortgage. You sent me something I think
I sure did.
I want you to talk about that one. I know I have some stuff here on the rundown, but I actually want to talk about the mortgage crisis that we think that is being predicted.
The pending mortgage crisis. Let me tell you something, and it's maybe I should keep it for part of my segment, but that's okay. And since you bring it up, because I was going to bring it up here anyways. One of the things that people are not paying attention to is what's going on in the markets today. The Fed has raised interest rates. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? It means it becomes more expensive to borrow money. So the housing market is starting to slow down.
Yep.
Recession is coming. I'm telling you guys, and this is my opinion.
The CEO said that, didn't he? One of the banking markets.
Jamie Dimon.
Yeah.
But in any case, you know, this is, so let me just give you guys a no-brainer of how you understand why inflation is coming, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're not just taking my opinion, you're not just taking just anybody's random opinion. I want you to look around you. Go to your grocery store, look at the price of the food that you're buying. What were you paying a year ago, 2 years ago for the same amount? Now, of course, people say, well, prices go up all the time. Yes, but prices have doubled and tripled within the last few months. Rent costs have gone up double and triple.
Yep.
If you also look around, another sign that people are not paying attention, do you notice all the apartment buildings being built around you? Why do you think these hedge funds are buying up all these houses and building all these apartment buildings? Because they expect recession to come.
Yep.
So what I was going to get to as far as the what's going on with the mortgage industry right here in the Charlotte area, they're actually laying off. And in most areas around the country, they're laying off mortgage agents because they can't afford. That's right.
That's exactly
they can't afford to keep them on staff because they see what's coming. They're not going to be able to make as much loans. So right now they need to trim the fat.
That's very important. I'm glad you brought that up. Anthony, that was something I was looking for. I'd forgotten about it, but that's
one of those signs.
That's one of the signs of a recession looming. And there are some scoffers out here, and I'm telling you, you know, Noah was scoffed at too. So let's just remember that.
Hey.
And a lot of people wanted to get on that ark when the door shut. It was too late.
That's right.
So we're trying to help you guys to keep your finances from being flooded. You know. You're like, I do that, guys. You see that. So other news, what's more important, title or pay?
Mm.
It is a common conundrum many people face early in their career. Should you take a new job that might pay better but has a more junior title? And many people might consider that lesser title a step back. But career expert and author Kimberly Brown notes that titles are subjective in the workplace. So a vice president at one firm might be a manager at another.
Take the banks. Come on.
Right.
Banks do the same thing. Exactly. They call their salespeople vice presidents.
Yep, they do. That's a good point that Anthony makes. Rather than focus on titles, Brown says it's more important to consider how that new position will help your career goals and boost your quality of life.
That's it.
Anthony, royal billion-dollar quest on aging.
Mm.
Billionaires have said that they're taking a crack at slowing the aging process. Now a country is joining that quest. This country, you ask? The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Its royal started the Hevolution Foundation. Okay. A nonprofit that plans to spend as much as $1 billion annually to investigate the underlying causes of aging. Though there has been no formal announcement, MIT Technology Review says that the effort would focus on delaying the onset of illness or disease and prolonging quality of life. And these people don't realize you can't take it with you. It's just get yourself together. It's you can't stop the age process. I'm sorry, y'all. It's going to happen. Just embrace it.
Well, you know, just since you brought that, I'm not going to stay long on it.
Go ahead.
But if you don't know that Amazon's owner, Jeff Bezos, is very much involved. I think it's one of these billionaires are very much involved in preserving their bodies for the future.
Oh, yeah.
and creating cryogenics so that they can preserve their bodies. So maybe one day in the future.
Well, they'll Michael be able Jackson to resign. Used to sleep in some sort of, they call it hyperbolic chamber or something like that he used to sleep in. So, well, that didn't necessarily, you know, well, let me just say he was one of the greatest ever, but that didn't work out. You know, I think you just have to live your life best way you can. Don't bother nobody. Don't let nobody bother you.
That's right.
Anthony, speaking of being bothered, inflation hit a 40-year high again.
One of those signs, a recession.
It's startling economists and ramping up pressure on the Federal Reserve to continue increasing interest rates, which Anthony just talked about. The consumer price index soared by 8.6% from a year ago, according to the Labor Department, a 1% jump just from last month. Shattering an economist's expectations, the voracious growth in consumer prices is being felt in many facets of American life, particularly when it comes to groceries, rent, and gas pump. Grocery prices are up. I knew a box of cereal was a little bit more expensive. My Captain Crunch is not the same price, man. 11.9% annually, the highest rate since Did you see that? 1979.
Wow.
According to a government data, further, energy prices jumped 34.6% from a year earlier, with gas prices up 49%.
You know, we said, you know, these were going to be like the Carter days, and this is worse than the Carter days.
This is actually worse.
This is actually worse, guys.
Corn, and I don't care, but I guess we do care now.
We do.
Right? Right? So the irrepressible growth of consumer prices, growth of consumer prices is a worldwide problem. This is according to New York Times writes, as Russian invasion of Ukraine ensures inflation becomes stubbornly entrenched in countries around the globe. We'll see.
Well, you know, honestly, I was talking to somebody about this today. The problem is we blame Ukraine and Russia for this situation. And yes, it is become a challenge, but we had a way to avert all of this. And right now the government's clamp on the oil industry is creating more recession and more inflation.
Yep. And some people still don't want to blame president.
Nope.
They say it's not his fault.
It is his fault, 100%.
But I always thought about that, Anthony. Like, I want all the credit when the market is doing well.
Oh, yes.
But don't blame me when it's doing bad.
Yep.
It wasn't me.
But this time we have a cause. You know, like I told the person I was talking to today, the first thing the president did when he walked into office, wasn't even there for 2 days, the first 48 hours, he wrote 35 executive orders, canceling the XL pipeline, canceling the leases in Alaska. I mean, all of these things, they add up.
Right. They add up. And so I'll say that, and speaking of adding up and which is creating shortages, there's a shortage that no one is talking about, even though Time magazine calls it a supply chain problem no one's talking about. Listen to this one. Women who use the tampons have been venting their frustrations online about empty shelves or significantly higher prices for weeks. So now baby formula, now it's a tampon. So so you can't get pregnant and you can't. Plug up the situation. I mean, come on, Anthony. So we talked about the infant shortage and now the unrelenting urgent biological demand for them that can't be easily substituted. Procter & Gamble says sales exploded following an ad campaign with Amy Schumer, and it's working 24/7 to meet the increasing demand. On Instagram, Schumer responded to P&G's claim by referencing her endometriosis treatment, which included a hysterectomy, writing, "Whoa, I don't even have a uterus." So that completes the Mocha Minute. Beep, 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 beep. And we want to go real quickly into your retirement, your coffee break with Stephen and Anthony. Anthony, we talked about in the cup, if you guys remember, we were looking at all these different ways that are impacting your retirement. There were 14, if you guys recall, that can affect your peace of mind in your retirement. You know what else hurts your peace of mind in retirement? Not listening to expert advice. Anthony and I are on the radio for a reason, right? They don't just give away radio shows. We've built up a following. We've built up a background of being fiduciary, being best-selling authors, MBA graduates, being very esteemed and knowledgeable in the areas of currencies and economy. And so we say all this because we really want to help people, but we can't help you if you don't call. You know, so the folks that are calling, we really, really appreciate you. But there are millions of people that we would want to be able to help, but you got to call.
That's
and
right.
And you can't be embarrassed, too. Sometimes people think, well, I don't have enough money to talk to them. That's not true. We can work on lump sums. We can also work on monthly minimums.
Yep.
So there's no reason that you can't call us, because sometimes I realize, Anthony, that does happen. People will feel embarrassed or shamed because they feel like they haven't put away enough money. I never forget this story. I had a client of mine one time, and I don't know if we ever did become my client, but they came into my office, kept calling the office. I was trying to figure out, who is this person? This is a telemarketer scamming me. What is it? What is it, right? And I finally brought him in the office, and I sat down with him. And the lady's like, she was just so worried and worked up. I'm like, okay, what's the problem? I'm like, listening to her. And she says, well, we only have 800,000 saved. I looked at her like, okay, what's the problem? You have $800,000 saved and you have no mortgage. What's the problem? Now, do you want to be positioned correctly in order to avoid some of this market volatility and things of that nature? Then yes, we can put you in a few different places to diversify that income. And she was just so relieved after I told her some of these things.
Yep.
But she was worried and felt embarrassed because all she had was $800,000. So wow. Guys, ladies that are listening to this show, do not let your mind keep you behind.
That's right.
Right, Anthony? Because people have this, I'm ashamed. I'm like, wait a minute, you've done well for yourself. You know, the average, we talked about emergency fund. There are baby boomers and seniors who don't have $5,000 saved.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got $100,000, you got $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, whatever. Call us. And if you're young enough and you're listening to the show and you want to start some sort of monthly allocation, or you want to do a Roth, or you want to do something else, we can help you in that too. So we just want you to know that, Anthony, that there's a solution for the retirement blues, and it's called Call Me. 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. Stephen and Anthony, if you're in the Charlotte and the Carolina market, it's 980-216-8487. It's 980-216-8487. Give us a call. Anthony, I want to go right into More Coffee, Please, with Anthony. It finally came back to me. I'm like, what's the name of it? I couldn't remember the name of it.
He names the segments, right. Guys. So
I couldn't remember the name, Anthony. I'm sitting there like, what's the name of it again?
Well, let's make sure and get your pillow so you can sleep at night.
Right.
MyPillow.com. So, again, go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code COFFEE, get your discounts. They are a sponsor of our show, so we want to make sure to mention that. Instasure.info for all of your insurance needs and your life and health needs.
Right.
And then we also have...
My Virtual Docs.
My Virtual Docs. And again, guys, that My Virtual Docs, don't overlook it. You know, a lot of mental things, there's a mental package in there where people can actually get some counseling on
Especially
there.
Especially if you're a small organization, it's really been set aside more for the small business or even the large organizations that have these high deductible sort of plans that don't really offer you day-to-day care. You know, My Virtual Docs is an answer to that solution, Anthony. I think it's a good thing for people to pay attention to.
Great, great, great. So let's talk a little bit about Medicare. You know, I really, Medicare season is coming up. We have open enrollments starting in November, I believe. And, but just so, for some of you that are turning 65, your open enrollment is pretty much now.
Right.
So if you're turning 65, you have 3 months prior to your date of birth to get your Medicare going. 3 months after that, you can get your Medicare going. So I want you to understand a little bit about how Medicare works real quick. So just going to give you a little lesson on Medicare. Part A, you've heard this. Part A, your Part B, your Part C, Part D. A lot of times these terminologies get lost because, you know, the government, for some reason, I think they have to be so legal, so legalistic. But in any case, so Part A covers your hospitalization. It's guaranteed to you. As a 65-year-old, you get hospitalization, skilled nursing care facility. And by the way, that does not include you know, full time taken care of. You have to have a health care plan to help you with some of these expenses, or the government will use your property, your assets, to determine what type of care, and they will force you to sell your property or they'll take it into possession. So really understand your rights. This is why if you're young today, understanding how a long-term care plan can prevent you from losing. We were talking about the retirement, 14 things you don't want to do, run out of money. Well, one of the things people don't plan for is getting sick when they get to their older ages, and they think, well, the government's going to take care of them. No, the government does not take – the government can't manage money, folks.
At all.
And trust me, if you want to stay in your home, you want to live at home, you want somebody to come by and visit you, you want a nurse, you want to hire a nurse so that you can stay at home instead of going to a facility, well, it's going to take money, and it's going to take money out of your pocket. And family members are not always going to be there. Let's say that again. Family members are not always going to be there. How many times you've seen where family members get sick, grandma gets sick, whatever it is, and everybody's like, well, who's going to take care of grandma?
Right.
Who's going to help out? Wouldn't it be nice to have a plan in place where you don't have to wait, because some of them, some of you,
leave your home.
You don't have to leave your home.
That's right.
And guess what? You don't have to worry about them stealing from you. You don't have to worry about them taking advantage, getting power of attorney on you, because you can get a at-home nurse that can come take care of you. Somebody can come cook. But these are things that you have to plan and take care of before they happen. Are they guaranteed to happen? Nothing's guaranteed. But you're not guaranteed to be healthy. I can tell you this. This body is degrading.
Yeah.
So again, so that helps with your basic home health care. Then you got Part B. Part B is where most of us go to the doctor. You want to see a doctor. So services from your doctor or other health care providers, your outpatient care, your home health care, some parts of that. Even some equipment like wheelchairs, walkers, things like that, you want to have taken care of. So this is like the health insurance side of it.
That's right.
Okay. And this is where a lot of people don't understand what type of benefits they get. What I do is I provide people with information on Medicare Advantage programs. And by the way, most people don't understand that you can get a zero cost, zero.
Wow.
Everybody say zero cost Medicare plan that would cover a lot of these benefits for you and more.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, zero cost. Even some of them have rebates. Because if you don't know, Part B is taken out of your Social Security. So if you're going to get Social Security, $170.15, I think, is what it's going up to in 2023. I think it is right now, but we'll double-check that number. But that comes out of of your Social Security. That's your copayment for Part B. And so having a Medicare Advantage program, though, will also give you some additional things, such as some preventative services, some wellness programs, your shots, you know, if you want, if you believe in the shots, whatever.
Right, right.
Vaccines. So, and then you need your drug plan. So most Medicare Advantage programs have a drug plan built in. So these are called MAPDs. Mm-hmm. And so they're built in. Basically, you're getting Part A, Part B, and Part D. Part D is what we call a drug program. You have to have a drug program when you retire. A lot of people say, well, why would I need a drug program? Well, if you don't get it in the beginning, the government can penalize you for every year you don't have a drug program. Drugs are, in fact, it's some of the ways that the government determines pricing of healthcare is the drugs that are available.
Hmm.
So a drug plan, you can buy a separate drug plan if you wanted to. It's called a PDP. It's a drug plan. But I like the MAP. When I retire, me personally, I'm going to have an MAPD plan because it's going to have all the benefits of the Part A, Part B program. Plus, I have a drug program. I don't have to worry about the penalties.
Hmm.
And like I said, most of these programs cost nothing. So as we get ready to get into Medicare season, and by the way, those of you that are getting ready to retire, you can get what is called a Medicare supplement. And you're probably going to get a lot of these calls from people offering you a Medicare supplement. Even your job, when you leave your job and you get COBRA, you may be asked about Medicare supplements. Supplements are different from Medicare Advantage plans. You actually, when you turn 65, you can only qualify once without having some kind of pre-existing problem. But if you don't take it when you turn 65 to get a supplement, now I would advise, again, a supplement you want to take, get with an agent. You can get with us, of course, that you want to understand, because that supplement's going to cost you more money out of pocket. Again, this is an insurance plan that you're paying out of pocket. Some people get it because they don't understand that this is a premium that they pay outside, and they feel, well, oh, I get this and I get that. But folks, understand your rights. Keep as much money in your pocket. Supplements are great, but if you have to change a plan with a supplement, you only qualify once, and that's when you turn in 65. Other than that, if you have any pre-existing, you try to qualify for a supplement after, you won't get it. So call us, 800-306-5086. That's 1-800-306-5086. And let's help you through that decision-making process. Stephen, back to you.
That's good stuff, Anthony. More coffee, please, with Anthony. This is so important. And one of the recent callers that was calling about that was actually talking about, you know, the benefits and what we were talking about in terms of the healthcare aspect of it, because a lot of people don't know what to do.
No.
Some of these folks were like, I work for such and such, and they won't tell me nothing.
But you know what? The other thing is, you guys got to be careful. You're turning 65, you're going to get a bunch of mail. Yep. You're going to get a bunch of phone calls. Your phone's going to be flooded. I have customers that call me all the time. People are calling telemarketers. These telemarketers are calling you. And let me tell you the biggest caution that I will tell you. Working with a local representative, they will understand what's good in your market. They can't tell you what's the best plan because it's illegal. But they can tell you and they can show you. You can sit down with you. Because most of these telemarketers, what they're doing is they're slipping between plans to get the best dollar value. Not exactly what may be the best plan for you or what may work best in your area. And that's very good to understand. See, most people don't understand. Medicare is not global. It's based on the hospital system that you're in. So if you like a particular hospital, a particular doctor, you take certain prescription drugs, they have to go through each of these to make sure that the plan you're getting is going to give you the best value.
That's good stuff. Again, that's More Coffee, Please, with Anthony, 1-800-306-5086, 1-800-306-5086. Again, folks, give us a call. And don't forget also, for the first five callers, you know, that we are offering the movie, the Baby Boomer movie that we're offering is complimentary on Stephen and Anthony. So let's hear from our last. We want to thank again Instashore.info for all your health care and insurance needs. We want to thank My Virtual Docs. If you're a small business or a small employer, this is something you want to be able to bring in for your company, for your staff. Very affordable rates, less than $100 for virtual primary care, urgent care, mental health, and a free pharmacy program that has 600 medications, plus a workout app that pays you to work out. So, and we can't forget our latest sponsor, MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
My Pillow, the promo again, Anthony.
Coffee. I'm sorry. I'm focused. Yeah, you know, that's an easy promo for folks. You know, coffee.
Forget that. You shouldn't forget that promo. So we'll be right back, guys. We're going to come back with the boiling point. The show is fast flying by, but we're going to break it down as quickly as we can. And then, but you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment show in the country. We'll be right back. We're back.
Yes, sir.
Anthony, I'm going to go right into it. I'm not going to waste a lot of time here because this is a subject that has been on my mind for a while now. And here is the question. Are we all becoming flakes? This is the boiling point. There was a time that, Anthony, that I remember in our country where people's word was gold.
Yeah.
Right? If you said something, you could count on it. You could take it to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we're looking at, this was from the Wall Street Journal, by the way. It was the latest casualty of the pandemic. Might just be your social life, writes Alina Dzik. She said, as COVID-19 cases rose in parts of the U.S. And more people are finding themselves at the receiving end of last-minute cancellations, whether it's because of newly positive rapid tests or discomfort around the idea of eating indoors, flaking has also become a lot more acceptable, according to experts. There are looser social rules. One social psychology professor told Dzik, that's how people perceive it, and they think it's okay to not show up.
Yep.
Anthony, I got a real problem with people who waste and steal your time.
Yes.
There's some time stealers out here. And if you have set an appointment with someone or you told someone you were going to do something and you kept leaning them on and you kept drawing out the process, and you kept saying, asking that person all kinds of expert advice. You, sir, ma'am, are a time stealer.
Yes.
You are flaky.
Yep.
Anthony, you and I both enjoy helping as many people as possible. And this is not just a personal thing, but what I've seen is that people have made more excuses for not being grown.
Yeah.
Anthony, I had a recent situation from a friend of ours that we both know referred me a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about she prayed for God to send someone like myself that she wanted to work with and be my assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, person set an appointment to come to my office. I don't even go to the office on Mondays. You know that. I set the appointment. She didn't hear from her. She said, oh, I called you. I called her back. She said she called me. Make a long story short, she said, oh, well, I was around somebody who had COVID, so I didn't want to show up. Okay, that's a great reason not to show up, right? I said, no problem. Didn't get the message, but no problem. She turned out to be negative. We had another conversation, excited, wants to meet me, all this other stuff, praying about meeting me, saw my background. She called me multiple times, wanted to meet up with me, right? Anthony, we set another appointment to show up on Monday. Praying, glad, excited. Do you know, Anthony, this person did not show up.
Yeah. I would imagine.
Did not respond to the text message or call me back. I said, you called me multiple times talking about thank God for meeting you. Now, here's the one thing I will say. How old do you think this person was?
30s.
50.
Really?
50.
I was going to blame it on this generation. Look at me.
Right. And that right there is a major problem. If you were 20 and 30, you might, and I'm no disrespect to the young folks listening.
We understand. You got things.
But you got a little bit more of an excuse.
Correct. Got things in your life.
Got things going on, right? But when you 50 or right at it, and you don't understand
that. You haven't gotten your life together.
You ain't gotten your life together.
Yes.
And we're on the other side of that hourglass, right?
Yes.
That hourglass is running out a little faster than it was
before.
But
we have lost in this society our politeness. We've become so, you know, to the point where we're not people anymore. You know, people don't communicate anymore. You know, it's like we're not friendly to each other. And I think what has happened with social media, and we've seen this even from this article, haven't read the article myself, but I could tell you from personal experiences, we've become this socially connected society where our devices need to do the communication, where we can actually have our devices send out automated messages, yep, or we don't have to call the person. We just send them a text message. And maybe you make the excuse, oh, you didn't get my message.
Right.
Trust me, I've done that. You didn't get my phone call. Oh, trust me, I've done that. We blame our technology. It's easy to blame our technology for the things that we lack, and that's a problem.
That's a big problem. So, folks, I would ask again, are we becoming more flakes? And if we are, and if you're an adult, you're a parent, you're a grandparent, stop it.
Yeah.
Be accountable. Be an adult.
You know what it reminds me of? You remember when your mom had a bill collector come to the house and knocking on the door? Shut up.
Shut up. Be quiet.
Be quiet.
Right? And poor Jehovah's Witness, boy, they used to get the doors shut on them and close. And turn off everything. Be quiet. Sorry, folks. But anyway, you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. We're going to take our last break before we end the show. You're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. We want to thank again Instashore.info. We want to thank MyPillow.com. And remember, coffee is the promo code. We want to thank My Virtual Docs and all those other folks that want to get on. We'll be right back after this commercial break. And we're back.
Yes, sir.
Flakes. Not frosty flakes, but flaky people, Anthony, are everywhere right now. They're creeping up.
And they got a lot of them got sugar on them.
They're frosted flakes.
Apparently. Apparently. It's a lot
it's
of
It's Pride Month, right? Excuse me.
That is Pride Month. Listen, okay. Pride Month.
Just our opinion, folks.
Right, yeah. This is not the radio station per se, but. Would be my birthday month, right? Pride might be bigger than Black History Month. Okay, that's just
that's
me.
A whole nother ball.
That's a whole nother ball game, right? That's kind of Well, one thing we haven't done in a while, Anthony, that people have been asking for is what happened to What's in Your Cup?
Mm.
Right. Last week we didn't feel like it was appropriate because of the gun violence and the conversations, but we're bringing a little humor back. So I want to read you guys a story. A burglar broke into a house one night. He shined his flashlight around looking for valuables when a voice in the dark said, "Jesus knows you're here." He nearly jumped out of his skin and clicked his flashlight off and froze. When he heard nothing more, he shook his head and continued. Just as he pulled the stereo out so he could disconnect the wires, clear as a bell, he heard, "Jesus is watching you." Startled, he shined his light around frantically, looking for the source of the voice. Finally, in the corner of the room, his flashlight beam came to rest on a parrot. "Did you say that?" he hissed at the parrot. "Yes," the parrot confessed, then squawked. "I'm just trying to warn you that he's watching you." The burglar relaxed. "Warn me, huh? Who in the world are you?" The parrot says, "Moses." The burglar laughed. "What kind of people would name a bird Moses?" The kind of people who would name a Rottweiler Jesus. So we asked this burglar, on behalf of Anthony, Stephen and Anthony, and Coffee and Cashflow,
what's in your cup?
Man.
Anthony, any final thoughts as we get ready to take this thing on home?
Well, folks, we definitely want you to make sure and get our sponsorship, you know, take our MyPillow sponsorship seriously. Our coffee is our everything that you donate there, you purchase, goes towards making sure this show grows.
That's right.
Goes into different marketplaces. So as you sponsor, as you help our sponsors, you help grow the show. So we want to make sure you do that. Tap into us on social media. Go to Coffee and Cashflow on Facebook.
We were trying to give away money, but y'all wasn't listening. Y'all wasn't.
It's okay.
Going, you know, so I'm gonna keep it in our.
We still have some shows to give away, some movies.
Right.
And we're getting ready to have some live events in the Carolinas, so get ready for that.
Absolutely, Anthony. So, but yeah, folks, just keep in mind, and you know me, I always got some sort of story or something that I found, you know, for those folks. And we want to also give an early Father's Day, Anthony, to
That's
all the
right.
fathers out
That's
there
right.
who constantly get neglected.
That's right.
Right. Right. We constantly get neglected, and because... You know, Walmart had tried a Juneteenth ice cream. Now they're doing a Pride and something else. And so,
and Juneteenth is Sunday, too.
Right,
so, I
right.
mean, it's like,
so
wow.
there's no Father's Day, but they got one for
Everything's
Pride and
going
Juneteenth.
Everything's on Father's Day.
Okay. Okay, Walmart. We get it. Well, here's a little short story that I'm going to read. If a monkey hoarded more bananas than it could eat, While most of the other monkeys starved, scientists would study that monkey to figure out what the heck was wrong with it. When humans do it, we put them on the cover of Forbes.
Mm.
This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We'll see you next week.
See ya.